All right. Happy Friday afternoon, everybody. You've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I'm the host of this show. My name is Lou McCoy. So glad you're tuning in. As the year comes to an end, I know everybody's busy running around, maybe taking back some of those Christmas presents that they got, maybe making spending some of the Christmas money that they received. Anyway, just, again, glad you're listening to us. I'm joined in the studio with Becca Gray, the producer. Hi, Becca.
Hello, Lou.
Becca, did you have a good Christmas?
I did. We had a very quiet Christmas.
You did?
Yes, just me and James. We went to the movies.
Oh, that's right, because you have your family coming in.
They're in town.
Okay.
They're already here.
They're here.
Yeah, let me see if I can name them all.
All right, go for it. Okay, Rudolph.
I'm gonna,
that's the reindeer thing. Enough of that. Yeah.
Let's see, we'll start at the top. We've got Clint and his fiancée, Melissa.
Okay.
We have Chris. His lovely fiancée, Tori, was unable to get here because of a work schedule.
Okay.
Then we have Renee. Then we have Nikki, who is the mother of my granddaughter, Rose. Then we have Tara, and what's his name?
One of those. Every family has one of those.
His name is Alex.
Alex.
And he's Tara's new beau.
Okay.
And we all, the kids started rolling in earlier today, and we are going to have a big giant barbecue tomorrow evening.
Sweet.
It's Texas, so it's beer and barbecue time. We're going to smoke a brisket and a ham, and then sometime Sunday afternoon, we're going to have James's parents over, and we'll have a big giant meal with, you know, the black-eyed peas and the sauerkraut and the ham. And
good for
like
you.
Like we're supposed to. And then we'll also have, you know, potato salad and red beans because it's barbecue.
That sounds great.
And get silly and play a bunch of games and watch a bunch of movies, and the kids aren't going to start going home until Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So we're all, and they're all staying in my house.
Everybody's there at your house?
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
No, it's fun.
You have fun.
It's the neat part about it, and I think I've mentioned it before, is that we only have one restroom in our house.
Okay.
And it always works. We make it work. I don't know how.
Good.
But it works. Between the shower schedules, I get up before everybody else does.
You figured out where the hot water is.
You
there you go, right?
Right, I did.
That's good. Well, how amazing.
Yeah.
And how much
we
fun.
We have a lot of fun.
And y'all do this in lieu of Christmas, right?
Right.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. See, last year we did it the week before Christmas.
Okay.
So this year we're doing it for New Year's. And
fun.
We don't know yet. What next year may be New Year's again. Next year may be before Christmas. Who knows?
That works.
But that way they, because the boys are in Dallas, and I have a daughter in Snyder and a daughter in San Angelo, and James has a daughter in Austin. And this way they can all do Christmas where they live. And then come to us on another time when the traffic's not so bad.
That's good.
Too.
Yeah. And do all the kids know each other?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
this is our third gathering.
Okay, so they all...
Yeah, we got together last Christmas for the first time, and then we were all together for the wedding this summer. And
okay, of course.
Yeah. And, of course, knowing James and I like you do, you can imagine what our children are like.
No comment.
That's a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
It is. A lot of laughing.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot. My face hurts by the time the kids go.
And there's some grandkids in there, right?
At
least
one. Grandbaby.
Yeah.
And one other
Rose.
One on the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I've met Rose.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She's my baby.
She is your baby.
And then we've got another baby coming in May.
All right.
So, fingers crossed.
It's exciting.
Yes.
So, quiet Christmas.
Uh-huh. We went to the movies.
All right.
Got to see the new Star Wars flick.
Sweet.
Right?
That's a good way to do it.
I started my kids with that when they were little. So, they have other cousins on their dad's side of the family.
Okay.
And we would all gather for Christmas, do Christmas Eve at our house, Christmas Day at the grandparents' house, because we live in
that's
the same
town.
That's
what we did. Yep.
And then we'd have open presents over at Granny's house, have Christmas lunch, and then I'd gather up all the kids and take them to the theater.
Okay.
Drop them off.
Yeah. Oh, just leave them.
Leave them.
Sure.
Well, they were old enough.
And right.
It was a small town. Everybody knew who everybody was. And then I'd go back to the house for a couple adult beverages so that we could... the grown-ups could relax without all the screaming and yelling and actually get to visit for a minute.
Fun.
And then somebody else would go pick them up.
Yeah.
And that's
when you.
After, no.
Yeah, I got it.
I wasn't allowed to drive no more.
Okay.
But we did that every year. And I like going to movies
that's
at
good.
Christmas time.
And
it
big
was a
crowd.
Gift from my daughter.
Yeah.
It was a gift from my daughter. She bought us our movie ticket.
That's sweet.
Yeah. She knows I'm a Star Wars freak, so.
And it was good?
Oh, gosh, it's an amazing. Oh, they've done so well. I was really, really dreading what they would do with the Star Wars franchise, and I'm pleased.
You're pleased.
What they've done, yeah. Because I went to the very first one, in the movie theater in 1977 with my dad. Matter of fact, he took me 8 times. My dad loved that movie.
Very good. I think we all did.
Oh, man.
It was
above
state of the art.
Way ahead of its time.
It was.
It really was. I remember how much fun that was in the movie theater.
It took you to a whole different world, literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's what we did for Christmas. What'd you do for Christmas?
You know, so it's not quiet at my house for Christmas, right? Because the kids are in from college and girlfriends. Uh-huh. And so we like to open presents Christmas morning
and
stockings full of goodies. And we do it, you know, we're kind of traditional. So when we're done, there's a pile of paper and a pile of boxes. And the dogs and cats are running around in that. And it's just chaos. And that's okay. It goes with the territory.
Absolutely.
But I think everybody had a good Christmas and great meal always.
Good.
Brandy's a wonderful cook and everybody contributes. And so, it's great. It's a great time.
Awesome.
Now I'm ready for them to all go home.
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing. If they're probably not listening. But,
when
you have kids that go off to college, right?
And
then they come home for the break, it's always a different.
Because you get used to them not being there.
You got your schedule, right?
That's right.
So you have to be flexible and know that they'll go back.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a long break for Christmas.
Yeah, it is. It's college kids. They get, 3 weeks?
Four.
4 weeks.
Four and longer
in
some cases. Yeah, that's.
Ew.
I don't know what the history is behind that, but that's a long break.
That's a little bit much on the flexibility.
It is, and it's really tough on the high school kid because he's going back to school while they're at home playing, so he's getting up. And anyway.
Bless his heart.
You poor baby.
You poor little boo-boo.
He'll learn his time.
He'll get his.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's good. So, we had a great Christmas, and of course, excited about the new year.
Right.
Can you believe it's 2017?
I cannot. It blows my mind.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It just seems like yesterday.
I can remember being a kid trying to figure out how old I was going to be at the turn of the century, and thinking, man, that's a long time away. And now I'm going, man, that was just yesterday.
It's turned and we've had 16
years. We're almost 20 years past it now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
Right?
It really is.
There's phenomenal things happening, right?
Science is a cool thing.
Yeah, technology and it's amazing.
It really is.
Look forward to 2017. You?
I am.
Yeah?
I've got some interesting things on my horizon for 2017.
I'm aware of those things.
Yeah.
And we're going to save that for the back end of the show when we talk about some dun dun dun. So you'll have to stay tuned
to find out
about that. So that's cool. All right. So on today's show, we're going to have Jonathan Mills.
Cool.
And Jonathan's a good friend. He is Jonathan Mills Media.
Uh-huh.
And he does a lot of different things. But I'm trying to get him to talk about his workout routine. That's pretty cool. he's cutting edge kind of guy. And
awesome.
But he has a media production.
Okay.
So he does video of weddings and different events.
Oh, cool.
And can produce. He's done a little bit of video for me, not anything fancy, but
right.
I asked him if he would tape something I'm sending out to the hero card holders, the videos, my video, just explaining the change in the ownership and
awesome.
Let them know who I am because that's my ego.
That's a really good idea to do.
Hopefully that'll be received.
Touch. Yeah,
personal touch.
Yeah.
So, and I tried at home to make a video. Hey. And I have a face for radio. But I couldn't get the lighting right, and I couldn't get the angle right. And Jonathan has just a studio. He works at Impact Church and they let him use the studio. And I knew he had a teleprompter.
Perfect.
So sent him the script, walked in. What took me hours on my own to try and do, I think we were done in 4 minutes.
Wow.
Plus he had the lighting and I tried to get him to apply makeup, but he wouldn't go that route. He said, no, you got to be natural. And that's fine. So, he's a great guy. I can't wait to have him in.
Awesome.
And so why don't we take a break?
Sure.
And then when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the hero card for a minute,
okay.
If we could.
Sure.
And we've got some funny music. last week's show, Becca turned me on to this. And, last week we did the serious Christmas music, some
sure.
of my favorites.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And I love Christmas music, but that's over.
Yep.
And I don't know what New Year's music looks like, but so we're going to play some funny Christmas satire.
Yes.
And what's it, Bob Rivers?
Bob Rivers,
his name?
Yeah.
Some of y'all know Bob Rivers. So he's taken some different songs and like Let It Snow is Yellow Snow now.
Yeah.
And the most fattening time of the year, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I can... believe that because that's the truth. Yeah. So anyway, we'll take a quick break, play a funny song, and then we'll come back and talk a little hero card. And so you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio.
Outside was whitening till the dog did something frightening. He's got no other place to go. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
And he doesn't show signs of stopping as he sniffs around his droppings. You see him everywhere you go.
In the snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
When he finally goes outside, he'll be frolicking round in the storm.
He'll be marking our yard with pride. You can tell by the steam that it's warm.
When the snow begins its thawing, it reveals those puppy drawings. He's a frisky little pooch Van Gogh. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
Yeller. Come on, boy. Good doggy. Oh, not on Frosty.
He'll be marking our yard with pride. You can tell by the steam that it's warm. Well, he's happy and his tail starts wagging. But the snowman's left side is sagging. There's a little puddle right below. Yellow snow, yellow snow.
All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. As I said before the break, I'm joined now in the studio with Jonathan Mills. Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Couldn't be better. How about you, man?
Good.
Good. All right, so how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was good. We like to take it easy this time of year.
Yeah, did you travel or did you
stay at home?
Did you really?
Stayed at home.
Okay, lucky you. Did people come in to see you?
This is where we live.
This is it.
This is where
so
everybody
anybody
lives.
That wanted to see you had to come here, huh?
That's right.
And you've got a big family.
I do.
Yeah, so the kids had a big time?
Big old time.
It's always a special time for the kids.
I know, it's my favorite.
Yeah, it really is. It's fun. Did you overeat like I did?
I never do.
Yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Because you do some heavy-duty training.
I do.
Tell part of what we want to do in this show is introduce our audience to different things. And I would say what you do working out is very different. Tell us about that, just briefly.
It's just basically military-style PT. We just carry heavy bags on our back and do a million and a half push-ups.
Yeah, just basic training, right?
Yeah, basically.
Carry 30 pounds on your back.
At least,
and
yeah.
Walk miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard you've been out all day on Saturdays sometimes.
It happens.
It does.
From time to time.
And you can do that.
Yeah.
You're in pretty good shape.
I'm in all right shape.
That's good. No, and y'all, where do y'all base that out of?
Louise Hayes,
yep. And that's open to anybody?
It is.
Is there a set schedule?
In case
somebody's crazy enough to join you sometime?
Yeah, we go in the mornings, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6:30.
Okay. Meet by the big...
under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
That's right.
So if you're crazy enough to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30, under the bridge, you got to bring a backpack with you, I'm assuming.
Only on Wednesdays do we do the ruck,
okay.
Do the ruck workouts.
All right, so you might see me on Mondays and Fridays then.
Yep.
I could be a candidate. I can wave goodbye to y'all while I'm sipping my coffee. Y'all have a great time.
It'll be great.
That's good. All right, so you're in great shape, and tell us a little bit about where you... You haven't been in Kerrville forever, right?
No,
you moved here recently?
Been here for 4.5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you came from?
I came from Kansas City.
All right.
I was in
good
Kansas
town.
City.
Yeah.
But I'm from Texas. I need to clarify that.
All right. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Alpine.
Okay. Yeah, great city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grew up in Amarillo and Lubbock.
All right.
So,
good.
West Texas guy.
West Texas. That's right. Yeah. Our producer is... West Texas girl, so she loves the West Texas guys. I'm a Dallas guy. I can't
That's
claim
right,
West
I
Texas,
guess.
But I don't know. I migrated out of there as fast as I could. So you liking Kerrville?
I love Kerrville.
Good. And what brought you here?
A job opportunity. Someone offered me a job, and I thought thought, hey, this is, I should probably take him up on that.
That's really great. Yeah. And what type of job is that?
It was in media, okay. In media marketing specifically.
And that's your background primarily?
It is. Audio engineering first, which led into film production.
Okay.
Which is where I've been living for the last several years.
And that's where you are. And that's what I wanted you to come in and you've done some work for me with the Hero Card.
Yep.
Produced some videos, which I really appreciate. So your business is Jonathan Mills Media.
That's
right. Is that correct? So tell us what you do in that business and what you love to do and who your favorite clients are besides myself.
I take a little different approach, I think, to media and marketing. Because a lot of people in marketing, it's like, come buy my thing. This is my widget. It's great. Come buy it. Where my approach is more tell the story of why this product is what it is and why it's so great. So instead of like selling, I make an emotional attachment.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And an emotional connection to the buyer. And that's it, I tell the story and that usually creates a longer lasting business relationship between buyer and seller.
That's good.
So,
and is there a particular product line that you do that with?
I've done it with a bunch of different things.
For example?
I've done it with nonprofits.
Okay.
Which is really good. Which is really fun because that's usually a pretty fun story to tell. I've done it with different like events, things like that coming up. You know, hey, this event is coming on and this is why it's going to change your life or this is what you're going to learn here. Things like that.
Cool.
Just telling that story. But, you know, a lot of just cool people I worked with.
Well, and you have a great looking website created by friends of ours.
Indeed.
Yeah, Red Bison Design, who I've talked about a lot, who redid the Hero Card page for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have a great looking website. What's the, you might give that out so people can take a look at some of your work.
JonathanMillsMedia.com.
That's pretty easy.
Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, and so they can get a sample of what you do there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few pieces up there. Some of my favorite things are big weddings.
I was going to say, you've done some, I took a look and the wedding production was really
I do like to do chart. Weddings and, you know, weddings are one of those things that price-wise is prohibitive to a lot of people
right.
because a production of that magnitude is not cheap.
Okay.
But you're going to be watching that video for the rest of your life, you know, and it's one moment of one day that you want
to
look back on. So I think it's worth the
you
investment.
You hope you do.
Yeah. All right. Things go well.
Things go well. Look quick in some cases, right? No. So are you a romantic at heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Oh, that's
totally.
Good. Yeah. Well, that probably is inspiring to you to be doing the weddings.
I'm
and
a storyteller.
Things. Yeah, you are. Well, I'll share a quick personal story on our wedding. So I've been married 28 years, going on 29 pretty soon, to Brandy. And we had at the time, we had no money, and we just wanted to get married, right? So we had a very informal wedding at the country club. It was just our family. A few people that said they had to be there came, right? If that was fine. If they cared enough to show up, that was great. So her brother, who was probably, I'm guessing he was 16 at the time. She has two brothers, but the older one was in charge of the video, right? And so he's doing a fine job. He catches most of the vows and the exchange. And when it's time for us to kiss, he's panned off somewhere because one of Brandy's friends is just this great-looking blonde, and he is now videoing her.
It's B-roll,
so,
man.
Yeah, it was just great. So here's this magic kiss, and we don't get to see it. But anyway, and it was passionate, let me tell you. But
that's good.
So we could have used you back then. We couldn't have afforded you, but we could have used you.
But that's all right.
You don't pan away at that critical time, do you?
I try to keep as many cameras on at that time as I possibly can.
Okay, that's good. So you have multiple angles.
Lots of cameras
that's
running.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm real naive at this. What would I be looking at if I wanted to film my wedding? Just give me a ballpark.
A ballpark.
You may not even want to go there. But
I don't typically
broadcast. Let's do dollar signs. Let's do dollar signs. We're talking about $1 sign or $5 sign?
We'll give it a $4.50.
Okay, so it's up there.
Yeah, it's
that's
up
okay.
there. That's
okay. Well, like you said, it's a special moment for people. So
it is.
That's cool. And you've done a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And do you do anything in sports, the sports world at all?
I haven't done much in sports.
Okay.
Except for nonprofits of sports people I've worked
okay.
with and you know, filming their exhibition games and fun right. things like that.
That's cool. Anybody noteworthy that we'd know on that?
Well, just did a little work with Jim the Rookie Morris Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy's a great guy. And, you know, I was up in Fort Worth recently filming an event that he was at and Michael McDowell, the NASCAR driver, was there, and we hung out and did some fun video stuff and took some photos, and you know, a few other NFL guys were there. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Did they all know you?
They
came over and
just scrambling to get towards me.
That's awesome, man. No, isn't that fun?
No, it was really good. And it was a great cause, because these kids at the high school in Fort Worth, they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
It was just one of those deals. They just needed somebody to care about them.
That's awesome.
Jimmy just came in.
He's that guy.
Made it happen.
That's a great movie.
So
what's it called? The Rookie.
The Rookie.
Right. Disney did that. And that's just a great and true story and phenomenal. And he's here in Kerrville.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Isn't that, well, who isn't?
That's right.
Right? That's why you're here now. It's all good. It's all good. All right, so we got the end of the year. Today's the 30th, one more day in 2016, and then moving into, I cannot believe it's 2017. I mean, it seems like we were talking about the year 2000 just yesterday, right? When the world was going to end. So here we are. We made it 17 years,
Y2K,
looks like.
Yep.
Yeah, Y2K. There you go. So big goals for 2017?
Big goals. Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell more stories.
There you go.
I want to find more stories that are worth telling and make sure that people hear about it.
Any plans to any big trips in 2017?
Possibly. This is still on the DL, but one video project that I might be taking on will have me overseas and doing some pretty cool things with human trafficking and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's intense.
Yeah. So
we'll
see.
I hope you get that deal.
We'll see.
You'd be just the guy for that.
Still in
yeah.
negotiations and talks.
Okay.
So
how exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, big plans?
No, absolutely not.
No?
No.
Lay low like you did at Christmas.
Yeah, when you have as many kids as I have, it's kind of what you do.
That's okay.
Family deal.
Football fan?
I do like football. I don't watch sports on TV that much.
You just
don't.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I
you're
play
busy
it all
guy.
Day long.
Right.
But I just,
no, you're a doer.
Yeah.
You just wait. You get a little older like me. You'll just watch. You know, you'll compromise.
I hear.
Right.
You'll
do some things. I still love to the football with my boys and do what I can with them. So, what your oldest child is? How old?
He's 15.
And then you have them all the way down to
Four.
Four. So you got the wide spectrum.
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
The big gaps.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope you'll come back sometime, particularly if you get the. Get the project overseas.
Yeah.
Keep us posted on that.
About it.
Yeah, and I appreciate the work you've done for me, and I hope you'll do some more. You actually made me look good, I think. Well, in my opinion, it doesn't really.
I thought you looked great.
Yeah, whatever.
That's why I put you on camera.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you. Yeah, and you do some work for Impact Fellowship here in town.
I do, yes.
That's kind of another gig of yours. And
yes.
You do some phenomenal video work for them.
Well, thanks.
So Yeah, producers keep me on track here. Why don't you give out your contact info again?
Okay.
So how do people find you again? We gave your website, but how do they reach you otherwise?
Well, the fastest way is to either go to the website and click the link, contact at the bottom, and you can fill out a form and tell me about your project, and then I'll get back to you, and we'll kind of start the discussion from there. Or you can just email me at jonathan@jonathanmillsmedia.com.
That's pretty simple. Cool. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I wish you the best of luck. And I hope you have a great New Year's, safe one, and make 2017 a great year.
Thanks.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break here on the Hero Card Hour, KERV 1230 AM radio. Be back in a minute.
your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not here.
It's the most. All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in. Friday afternoon. Just for the break, we talked about, we'd come back and talk a little bit about the hero card.
Yes.
My favorite topic.
Oh, can't imagine why.
I don't know if it's my favorite topic, but it's one I like talking about. So, Becca, just really excited. Great stuff happening.
That's cool.
I think we did a really nice job of wrapping up the year.
Yeah.
You know, I've had Heather on the show.
Yes.
She was on last week's show,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I can't, she's a Fredericksburg, she's working in Fredericksburg,
awesome.
And she lives in Fredericksburg, and so she is killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, people like to see her coming. She's a pretty, pretty lady and great personality. She's tenacious and,
she is really neat.
Yeah, you like her.
I really do. She's going to be a great asset.
She already proven that she can get it done, and so
yeah.
She's putting businesses on board, and one of the latest and that we're so excited about is Mr. Gaddy's.
Very nice.
And you've been to Mr. Yeah. Gaddy's?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So I hadn't been in there a lot until I went with her.
Right.
So let me tell you, you just have to go. It's hard. One of these places is hard to describe.
James has been pestering me,
okay,
saying,
so
we need to go. We
okay,
need
go.
To go. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't,
it's on our radar.
You could take the family.
Oh, maybe.
I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe do that on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
when the
crowds are a little lower.
Yeah, or yeah. You have a little more time. But so, incredible salad buffet.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, our friend Trace,
uh-huh.
Boomers Mulligans, Trace Pirtle, we were talking the other day. They go over there all the time for the salad bar.
Cool.
He thinks it's the best salad bar in the Hill Country.
Better than K-Bob's.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's closer than K-Bob's.
That's
if
true.
If you're in Kerrville, right?
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So he loves it. And then, of course, they got great pizza.
Yeah.
But, Becca, they have a game room. You know, the video arcade type thing.
Man.
And so, when
people get in so much trouble.
Yeah. Well, and they even have some bumper cars back there.
What?
Yeah. Like those big bumper cars.
The old school.
No, these are the new school.
New
kinda
school. Okay.
Speaking of they kind of look like Star Wars type with the big round.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, it's amazing what they have in there.
Oh, wow.
My comment was when I was getting the tour with the owner and Heather, was that I wouldn't mind having my next birthday party there. I mean, why not? How much fun?
No kidding.
Right?
Just,
it's not just
awesome.
For kids.
No.
I love video games.
Man, that is so cool.
Yeah, they're a challenge.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the
I'm
games
nerd.
Where I'm shooting at something.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know. I just think that's fun.
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, I don't know how to play most of those games over there. They're it's like trying to figure out my iPhone, but the kids like it.
I can play Pac-Man still pretty
I
good.
Can do Pac-Man.
Yeah, Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Because you shoot stuff in Space Invaders.
I did Space Invaders.
Yeah.
I like
uh-huh.
that. Yeah, Pac-Man, my college roommate, had figured out the key. There's a pattern.
Right.
And he worked it out, and I don't
wow.
know. Yeah, he would play for an hour on a quarter. It was pretty ridiculous, but it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah, he could just go and go and go. Curtis Gilmore.
Wow.
Curtis, if you're listening, hi, Curtis. He's not listening, but anyway. Great
That's
guy.
Awesome.
But Pac-Man, that was a fun game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My grandparents... It was always so weird. Whenever we got something, my grandparents would get it. We got a stereo, my grandparents would get the same stereo. We got a van, my grandparents went and got a van. Because they saw how cool it was. They liked it. They'd go buy one.
Y'all were the trendsetters.
Right.
Yep.
So we had an Atari video system at home.
Okay.
And my grandparents went and got one. So we had Pac-Man. My grandparents got Ms. Pac-Man. A little different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd come over. And so
they
the
are
grandkids,
different.
Yep. Yeah. That way the grandkids could play.
Sure.
My grandfather's 87 years old, has an Xbox One, a PS4, and a Wii system in his house right now.
How much fun.
He still plays video
Does
games.
Does he? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays poker online, too.
Oh, that's
but
fun.
Anyway.
Yeah. Whatever.
I
do
would
something.
Go to school. You know, I'd come over on the weekends and play Ms. Pac-Man, and then come back at the end of the week after I'd been at school all week. My grandmother had beat all my high scores.
Wow.
She had all week, all day, all week to do that. And, oh, we had a really good
That's
running
fun.
Competition going on.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love the fact your grandmother would do that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She'd get mad
now
at me if I'd knock her score down.
That tells me more about you than anything I've ever heard right there. Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about technology mm-hmm. and science. So my dad, I have no idea how old I was. Let's guess I was six.
Right.
So he brings home this game, right? And you attach it to your TV,
Ooh.
I think you might know where I'm going.
I think so, because my
I think
dad
it was
did
called
the same thing.
Pong.
Yes. And it was a green screen.
Yeah, and the ball would go back and forth, bonk. And you had a little dial
bonk.
That, yeah.
Bonk.
Yep.
Bonk. Yeah, we played Pong.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. Think about where we are today.
I know.
You can play games on your phone just all day, which kids are doing.
Right.
But anyway, right? So,
absolutely.
Cool.
It's
exciting.
On my big Zenith console TV.
All right, so Mr. Gaddy, I don't know how we got to there, but they don't have Pong. They have the state-of-the-art stuff over there. So go see them. They're fantastic people. And, again, you're listening to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. And we'll see you in just a few minutes after the break.
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. And I want to spend some time, Becca, if it's okay with you. So it's the 30th, and it's not too late. My good friend Gina Carter, our good friend, CPA, she reminded me that it is not too late still to take, to make a donation to an organization and get a tax write-off. Not necessarily the reason you would have to. You know, that you'd want to help. You want to help, but
because
might as well take
help.
The
yeah.
Might as well take the write off, right?
Yeah.
And as you know, Becca, we have featured quite a few organizations on the show so far this year. And I thought we might just talk about some of those.
Oh, that'd be
and
great.
And let people, just a reminder of what we've featured on the show, as well as places that they could still help.
Sure.
Most recently, we had Rose Bradshaw. That was
Last
week. And again, Rose is with the Hill Country Home Opportunity Council.
That's a wonderful organization.
Help people get into homes, right? And it's not just they build homes, but they help people qualify.
Yeah, this isn't like a handout kind of thing either.
That's right. You're getting
to,
a loan.
Yeah.
And they'll help people figure out how to do it.
And do it themselves. Right.
That's
the best way to help.
Very few of those end up back in foreclosure. I think
that's
she said one out of 60 or something like that. So
it's
great.
Amazing numbers.
So I'll let you find them. If you're listening, just search them on Facebook.
Yep.
Hill Country Home Opportunity Council. One of our first shows, we featured the Kerrville Young Life.
Yeah.
Remember Jonathan?
Yeah.
Jonathan, excuse me. Josh Misson.
Josh,
I just blended it in there together.
Well, because you were just talking to Jonathan.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
so,
what it is.
Keep me straight.
I know.
It's hard to do. So, Josh, so Kerrville Young Life, I'll give you, again, they have a great Facebook presence. If you want their phone number, it's 210-861-5674.
Okay.
And then also you can get them at kerrcounty.younglife.org.
Now, isn't that the folks that do the polar bear challenge?
Yeah.
Isn't that coming up?
Yeah.
So you still get to go get dunked.
Yeah, I'm sliding on the first. That'll be fun. So polar bear challenge every year, the funds that are raised for that.
Yeah.
Go to a certain organization. This year it's Young Life.
Yeah.
And Young Life will use it specifically to send kids to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And camp for kids changes their life.
Absolutely it does.
Because they are in an environment. What's so unique about what Young Life builds first class camps.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not your cheesy little, that they go at it.
It's not the camp like I went to when I was a kid.
Well, I don't know where you went, but it wasn't like any camp. I didn't go to bad camps, but still, this is first class accommodations. The food is first class.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. So it's very worthwhile. So the money that we're raising will go to that. And a couple of the Hill Country Community Foundation is matching up to $15,000. That in the Callow. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing anything, you want to come out, it's at Mo Ranch. Starts early in the morning, and there's lunch, there's a band, great band. Anyway, local band, but I've heard them, and they're really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a fun day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Young Life's a great organization. We had the YMCA on.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Greg Peschel's great guy. That's a great organization, full of good people. Greg's the director, and so they're located over behind Peterson Middle School. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, they have a Facebook presence. They would love. These are all places you can donate money and get a write-off and help them out.
Sure.
They're always looking. And they fundraise using the Hero Card. So if worst case, buy a Hero Card if you need one. And just put in the notes that you can go online or herocardonline.com, our website. You can buy a card.
Mm-hmm.
In the notes section, just put for YMCA.
Yep.
And they'll be blessed with that.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You know, I'm thinking of some other people that we've had on here. We had Bark in the Park.
Yep.
you know, they're really with them, you can go adopt a dog.
Absolutely.
How about
the best
that?
Way to help them. You,
they had a couple of weeks ago, we had them on, and they did, they were part of the Clear the Shelter.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so, you know, if you're into animals,
sure,
you can make a donation to the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You can just volunteer your time.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So no shortage of places to volunteer your time around Kerrville.
Very awesome.
Absolutely. That's Kerr County Animal Services is where you could actually donate. We had Mindy Wendelay on with Families in Literacy. And here's something cool you could do for them. Not expensive, but you could sponsor a student.
Absolutely.
Where I'm leading. And so you can reach out Families in Literacy again on Facebook,
mm-hmm,
and their website.
Right.
They do great work here in the community. So those are a few of the charitable organizations that you can donate to still this year and get a tax deduction for that. And, of course, they'll be available next year to donate to as well.
Yeah. And we're talking, you know, a lot of people have certain amounts that they set aside specifically,
that's right,
for charitable donations in their accounts and in their financial plan for the year. And if you haven't quite met those goals, these are organizations that you can quite happily take care of.
Absolutely.
And help them out.
Help them. They need help.
There's a lot of organizations in this town that are good organizations to help. Just do your due diligence, research them, check them out. And because they're, unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect society, in a perfect world.
We live in a great place.
But we live in an awesome town.
We do. And
just
people are charitable. Do your research. Well, and let's talk about just two more before we get into some other type of business that we need to cover.
Sure,
but
sure.
Alan Hill over at the Hill Country Veterans Center.
Yes.
We had Alan on, and that's over on Meadowview, and that is a great resource for our veterans.
Yes.
And he has a food bank there,
uh-huh,
right, you recall. And so you could donate food items in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Or money. And
or money,
buy
and they'll buy it,
mm-hmm,
right? And so great place. In fact, just this week, we had a great surprise at our Rotary meeting. Somebody made a large donation and had designated that a percentage of that money go into the food bank there.
Wow.
Because they knew that we give money. We give food through Rotary over there.
Oh,
so isn't
wonderful.
That cool? So, Alan
that
Hill.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Yes.
And Maggie Baker is another resource. And, again, I'll just promote Maggie's phone number to you. She is a veterans service coordinator here.
Okay.
And so she does all sorts of different things for veterans, and could probably, if you wanted to reach out and do something for veterans and you weren't sure what, you could call Maggie and she could help direct you. Let me just give you her phone number. It's she'd be glad to hear from you. 830-792-2203. And so that's kind of veteran oriented. And then our good friend Becky Etzler over at the Riverside Nature Center.
Yes.
She came on the show and she talked about needing volunteers.
Always.
And so that'd be great if we're at the end of the year. Maybe you want to make a new commitment to do more volunteer
there
work next year.
Yeah,
you call Becky and say, hey, I'm going to do something for you next year.
Yeah. Tell me what I can do.
Tell me what I can do.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just picking weeds.
No, although they do need help.
You do have to trim the bushes and the things. In fact, we did that with our Rotary group a couple of weeks ago. Got everything ready for the winter. So, again, that's Becky over at the Riverside Nature Center, 257-4837.
Very nice.
They take donations as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and there's many, many more, but that's...
That's one of my favorite parts about doing this show with you is bringing in these nonprofit organizations and learning about what's available here in Kerrville for people to help with, because I love doing extra work.
You do. Well, that's much like Rotary, and we had Waverly Jones on, who's over at the Dietert, but
mm-hmm,
she's also a Rotarian, and you could donate to Rotary International if you wanted
to.
Because
yeah,
they take that money, very little expense in Rotary.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing. So that'd
mm-hmm
be great. Yeah. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. So
a lot of good people in this.
A lot of good people. And they're good people that do things for profit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So let's talk about some profits.
Let's talk. Well, let's always related to food for you and me,
course,
for whatever reason. So, you know, reminders of things you can do here at the end of the holidays. If you go see Mr. Gaddy's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're a Hero Card partner, as everybody knows, but they offer, if you buy a large pizza, you get a medium one topping for free.
Wow.
Incredibly generous.
That is huge.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. So that's good.
I could almost take my whole herd over there.
You almost could.
Yeah.
You should think about it.
I think I will think about that.
You should, yeah.
Maybe
good.
I don't have to cook one night.
Well, take them to Gaddy's and y'all can all go back there and play games and have fun back there. So do it. That'd be great.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go, you can call Papa John's here.
Oh, yeah.
Call Jordan and his team and get you a pizza
for 20.
I've
actually taken advantage of that
particular
sales offer right
there. I have too. Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some Papa John's pizza.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It is.
Okay.
And then when I'm done with that Papa John's.
Yeah, you're going to see Angela.
Guilty. Yeah.
or we're going to eat more brittle. I don't know. Which is it?
I prefer the brittle for dessert. The guilt I can save for the next day.
There you go. Yeah. So we're talking about our good friend Angela Major. Mm-hmm. And so we're at the end of the year, Becca. We all make these great New Year's resolutions, right?
And try really hard to keep them, too.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just about weight loss. It's about lifestyle.
Yeah.
And some of us need to gain weight, believe it or not, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. And some need to lose, and some need to just maybe drink less coffee or less Dr. Pepper.
Or more water.
Why do all these apply to me? All right. Yeah. So, or just need to drink more water or exercise more, right? So that's what Angela does. She's going to take some... she takes her clients and helps them take the next step.
Yeah, and she's about changing your life.
That's it.
That's what she's about.
Not about a fad, not about a crash, but about really implementing the small things that add up to big changes. And so we love Angela. She's awesome. Just reach out to her. If she's going to kick off some things in January.
Yep.
There are going to be some weight loss things that you get part of a group and participate, which is always great because you got accountability.
Yep.
Right? Tell her you're a hero card holder, and she'll give you a nice 20% discount.
Fantastic.
And you can just email her at angela@angelamager.com.
Yeah.
Cool?
Then
blow it all in February with some Keys Brittle.
Yes.
No.
Super Bowl party, Valentine's Day. That mocha stuff would make a great Valentine's.
It would.
James,
there
I
you
hope
go.
You're listening.
Yeah. Keys Homemade Brittle.
Yeah, you find her on Facebook.
Best place. You can buy right there. She gives a great discount as well, 15% off on local orders.
That's fantastic.
Ship it for free if you're out of town with or where you can't come and get it. So that's great.
Right.
Yeah, so awesome. Yeah, good stuff.
So there's always a reason for brittle. There's always a reason for that brittle.
Well, and, you know, I had some great feedback on our good friends at Sprinkler Smart, too. Well, from one friend to another. So our Trace Pertle. Who'll be on in 2017.
Yeah.
Talk about some things that are going on with Boomer's Mulligans. And anyway, he had Sprinkler Smart do some work, some incredible work. This was in their landscaping.
I saw their pictures.
And you saw those, right?
Yeah.
So follow them on Facebook, Sprinkler Smart.
It's a brand new baby Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, they're stepping in. That's good.
And
they're young.
That's behind you.
Somebody behind me on that. Uh-huh. So, well, and, you know, the other thing is a couple of weeks ago, I had the reason I'm not so far behind is because I had Savannah Sanchez that's working for me, helping me work on Facebook and other social media, which is so huge. But so it's a great way for us to stay connected. So find all those companies, find the hero card
on Facebook,
and if you'll find the hero card, we will link you to all those places.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So there you go. Cool.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Yep. All right. So we're now at the sad part of the show.
Well, I mentioned earlier there was something big gonna happen.
Hang on, I got to get my towel out, my crying towel. So what's going on, Becca? Tell everybody.
I'm scaling back, and I'm going from full-time here at the station to part-time, and unfortunately, because of my scheduling issues, I'm not going to be able to stay and hang out with you on your show anymore. My good friend Glenn Taylor is going to take over that, because he's cool enough to hang with the cool folks like we do in here. But I'm taking on a new challenge.
So, yeah. So a couple of weeks ago when we had Glenn on, I think it was like the 16th.
Yeah. He was
filling in because we knew what was happening.
Yeah.
But that's what I love. And I love our little, you make the show easy for me and I appreciate that.
Well,
I had no experience in this. And even from day one, I felt like, well, you know, I might be screwing it up, but you don't let me know it. So that's good. And,
and I fix it.
And you fix it. There you go.
I fix it. It's all good. But yeah, my new adventure, my new full-time job, I'll be working for Texas Farm Bureau, the nonprofit.
Great.
From your mouth to God's ears.
It's a
new adventure for me. It's a new challenge.
Well, and that's fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes back to our friend Trace Pertle and the Boomer's Mulligan idea. That's okay.
I'll still be around the radio station.
Yeah,
Harley's keeping me on part-time doing some stuff. I'll still do my midday show on KRVL, Rev FM.
Okay,
sister
very
station.
Good.
I'll still do a little bit of my account executive duties. And
okay. Well, and I never would have done this show without the encouragement of Becca and knowing that it would be a friendly.
Sure.
You're a lot like, you're just like Savannah. I said, told this story a couple of weeks ago. You know, when I first interviewed Savannah, I'm like, so here are the rules, Savannah. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to hire you and pay you to teach me Facebook, then you don't get to laugh or make fun of me. And that lasted 1 week.
Good.
Kind of like
her.
You, right?
Awesome.
Once I wrote my check to the station, you're like, oh, yeah, no, you. Yeah. That's not true. Becca has been, she's been phenomenal.
Well, thank
and
you.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you.
But I will sincerely miss you.
I appreciate that.
But, of course, I wish you the best.
See me
I'm
going to
see
week.
You. I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
And Glenn's great, and we'll mm-hmm. we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned about that. It's just I'll
the
miss.
The change, yeah.
You know, in 2017, one of my goals for the company, obviously we want to grow, and I
sure.
believe we're going to just, I think it's going to be
leaps
really
and
leaps and bounds as far as adding businesses. And we'll grow in our sales reps and things, right? You know, mm-hmm. of course, we've got Bobby and Heather right now, and but I'll get them to come host some shows.
Absolutely,
which would be great.
Oh, that'll be great.
Teach them, you know, and how to do it.
Sure.
And it'll be great. Give our listening audience something new to listen to. So,
awesome. Oh,
yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Heather says she can talk in a British voice, so.
Oh,
oh
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, the
right,
tea and
right.
crumpets thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Well, Becca, this wraps up 2016.
It does.
So I wish you a happy 2017.
Thank you, Lou. Sincerely. The same for you as well.
It's going to be great. Very prosperous 2017
very prosperous.
To you.
Yeah, and we're going to kick some behind and take some names.
Again, I'm just grateful for everybody that's tuned in.
Absolutely.
Throughout the end of this year when we started this, and we're going to continue on in 2017. So we wish everybody a very happy, blessed new year. Be safe.
Yes,
right?
Please.
Take it easy.
Have fun, be responsible.
Be responsible, and then we'll tune in. Hope you'll tune in next week.
Yeah.
For the first
new show.
Whole new year. New
yeah.
show, new year. So this is the Hero Card Hour. And, a little special closing music.
That's by your request.
By my request,
yes.
And this is kind of how I feel. But anyway, we'll see everybody next week.
For a while, I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying. Standing all alone and crying, it's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do?